Nash Stream is almost 14 miles long. It runs through the state-owned Nash Stream Forest and joins the Upper Amonoosuc River in Stark. Its environmental troubles began around 1870.
The then Nash Stream Improvement Company straightened parts of the channel, removed wood that was in the channel, dynamited boulders to help facilitate those log drives.
That's Jim McCartney, a river restoration specialist with Trout Unlimited in New Hampshire. Back then, helping logging by diverting a river or stream's normal course without regard to the possible environmental problems was an accepted practice in the North Country. But for Nash Stream, things got worse.
And then in 1969, there was a catastrophic dam break.
The breach sent a huge amount of water blasting down the channel, says John McGee, the fisheries habitat biologist for New Hampshire Fish and Game.
Really destroyed a lot of the fish habitat and probably almost certainly killed all the fish in the stream.
Also gone were the deep pools and clusters of submerged wood the trout favored. Floodwaters widened the channel and ripped away trees. But since 2005, there's been an effort to fix Nash Stream. The roughly $1 million project involves New Hampshire Fish and Game, Trout Unlimited, state and federal agencies, and charitable groups, with the bulk of the money coming from the private groups. Overall, the goal is to take the stream back to where it was in the 1800s before it was altered for logging, says McCartney. Of course, the project benefits residents or tourists who love to fish for trout, but McCartney says the bigger picture is restoring an ecosystem badly damaged more than a century ago.
Really what we've been seeking to do is to accelerate the natural recovery process of the stream after the flood.
There's already been a lot of work on tributaries. That includes removing small culverts that make it difficult or impossible for fish to move into the tributaries. Now they're wider, more fish-friendly. And those bigger culverts also mean the road is less likely to be washed out during major storms. This year, the focus is on the stream's main channel and making it a better habitat for fish. A huge excavator is carefully placing down trees in the water. The reason, says McGee, is that trout think wood is good.
And that's principally for two reasons. First of all, wood can help create scour pools, and trout, we know, like to have deep water, and we also know that they like overhead and even cover next to them to avoid being eaten by predators.
The hope is that in time, Nash Stream may regenerate to the point where it's as fertile a place for wildlife as it was before it was altered for logging. The project is expected to be finished in 2015. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.